Company when 2LO began, we were anxious to know whether the government would permit firms like ours to exploit broadcasting here as in America, where scores of commercial stations had popped up like mushrooms. The British government was cautious. At first, it would only agree to an experimental service containing no music.